Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 156 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 3rd is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of poise. Are you able to stay humble through the peaks and valleys of life? Do you enjoy the victories of life without becoming arrogant? Do you take the defeats of life and learn from them without allowing them to paralyze you? And as a bonus, at the end of the day, can you describe how you handled one victory today with poise and how you handled one defeat today with poise? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. I love roller coasters. I'm not a big fan of the rides that spin me and make me dizzy. I tend to get nauseous on those, but I love the ups and downs, the twists and turns, the occasional loops to put me upside down of roller coasters. Our family just got back from our summer vacation and we rode one of the best roller coasters I've ever been on called The Voyage. It begins with three huge rises and drops that give you butterflies in your stomach, and then it keeps going. It even slows at one point in the middle, leaving you to think you're done, only to drop you into a tunnel and continue the wild ride. But there is something necessary to make the ride enjoyable. That's right, the ride wouldn't be quite as fun without the necessary harness to hold you securely in the seat. I mean, it might be thrilling for a while, but your chances of survival would decrease tremendously. And life can be a roller coaster, an emotional roller coaster, as we deal with everything that comes with living, especially when we are trying to reach our full potential. And there's one character skill that can act as our harness on the roller coaster of life, and that's poise. Poise is the ability to stay on course when the ride gets wild. It helps us stay in our seat and enjoy the thrills, and it gives us confidence as we're going through those dark tunnels and aren't sure where the track is going to take us. Poise allows us to enjoy the view when we get to the top of the roller coaster, just like when we achieve something in life and feel like we're on top. Poise tells us to look around, take a deep breath, and enjoy it. But don't be blind to the drops and twists and turns that are still up ahead. And poise keeps us on track when we drop into those dark tunnels, and it's hard to know what's ahead. Poise allows us to learn from the defeats in life and know when to lean into the curves and when to throw our hands up in the air and enjoy the ride. So how about you? How would you rate yourself on the character skill of poise? Can you stay humble through the peaks and valleys of life? Do you enjoy victories without becoming arrogant? Do you learn from defeats without allowing them to paralyze you? Maybe you are a rock star with poise, or maybe you're embarrassed because you feel you have zero poise whatsoever. Maybe you're somewhere in the middle. But this is a good time to remind you that we call them character skills because skills are something that can be worked on, developed, and improved. The most important thing is not where you're at right now. It's where you're going to go and the effort you're going to put into improving. Now, that awesome roller coaster we rode on vacation had two harnesses for each rider. It had a seatbelt that buckled as well as a lap bar that locked into place. And sometimes we need a double level of poise. And when we have poise, it doesn't mean that there won't be thrills, butterflies, or uncertainty as we fly down the track. We will still get to experience all that life has to offer. But it keeps us in the game, or it keeps us on the ride, and doesn't allow us to get thrown around, smash into the person sitting next to us, or get thrown off completely. So let's use our power of choice today to increase the character skill of poise that we each have inside us. Because without a doubt, poise is something we need to write our own story, and it can be a superpower that we can use to increase our impact on our students and athletes, because poise helps us bring out the best version of ourselves. And that's what the young people in our classrooms and on the fields and courts need. They need us to learn, grow, and change into better leaders. They need a better version of you and me every day.